Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. And I want to take a moment to remind everybody that the Want Institute brings us here each and every week to be with you, answer your questions, and give you information. And one of the key pieces of information this week is our Monday night show. Our Monday night show, usually the first Monday of the month, was not put on because of Labor Day, and we honored that holiday. So we'll be having the show at the Culver City Marriott on Monday, September 11th, at the usual time. If you want more information, you can go to www.drpatallen.com to find out more details. I think there's even a map and directions. So go there. And if you are looking for any of our upcoming courses and classes, seminars, and things of that nature, you can go to the wantistore.com. And also our products are for sale there, including all of Dr. Allen's currently in published books, Getting to I Do, and Conversational Rape, and Dr. Allen's new book, which is wonderful. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to tell Dr. Allen that she's live on the air.
I love it. I want to be in service.
How was your Wednesday show?
The Wednesday show was extremely good. I felt good about what I did. I felt rested, and when I'm rested and I'm nothing bad has happened, I tend to be on my game.
Yeah.
So it was a very nice show.
Well, sometimes that little holiday can be a blessing in disguise, even though it changes our plans like it did with our Monday night. But, you know, get a little rejuvenation there.
Right.
So I understand you coming up on Saturday, and you're going to do a seminar, a class, six people only.
Getting to I Do for women. Do you want to mate? Do you want to marry? Do you want to be cherished over respected? Do you want to be respected more than cherished? How can you communicate? You know, it's boot camp for getting married.
I love it. I love it because we're out there and we're looking for that close personal relationship, and sometimes we need a little guidance to figure out how we're going to get there.
Right, but I've got to make clear that it isn't necessary that you get legally married. Many, many people are mating, which means they're being monogamous, continuous, and long-term, but they're not signing government contracts.
Right.
New York Times did a great article about, so you're in love, sign on the dotted line. I like to teach people how to negotiate time, space, money, and play as a way to know what's
expected.
So that's what we're going to do from 9 to 4 for six people.
That's beautiful, and it's such an intimate gathering that you really get to spend time focused on each person.
That's exactly right. Not only that, but we've been doing this for a couple of months, a few months, and more people are taking second and third versions. They're spreading out and taking, you know, getting to I Do and want training and dream analysis and script, you know?
Yes, I do.
So
I love the way your seminars connect together with the information, and each one of them bolsters that information from the other one.
Yes. It's all of them have topics, and all of them use the tools that I've created in my doctoral work, but they're each unique, and each human being may be better off in one over the other. But anybody can go through all of them, which is basically my goal, without burdening myself to death and without boring everybody, you know.
There's no way you could be boring, Dr. Pat. No way.
I work at it. No, I don't want to be boring.
I don't believe you ever could be. Say, our switchboard is telling me that we have got calls waiting. Shall we go ahead and talk to some people?
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. So let me tell them right now. We're ready. Thank you, switchboard.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. So I have several. So I called last week, and a gentleman has been dating me for now 7 months, and I'm practicing Dr. Allen's, you know, women's ways, and he said that I was too passive. So today I advised him. He knows I call you, and he knows I love your work, and I read your books, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, I used our tools, and I said, I have something to share with you. One of you will be convenient to listen to me. He said, okay, that's fine today. And I said, hey, wouldn't it be great if you could address your concerns with Dr. Allen? After about 20 minutes, he agreed. And do you think I did a good thing? I think this is a good thing, right?
Pardon?
So he can't call you today because he's working, but he's going to call next week, and he's going to address his concerns with
totally
me.
Totally welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, totally,
welcome.
Yes. Yes, and I said, he thought at first, he was like, well, it's like airing dirty laundry, you know, in front of a bunch of people. I'm like, look, no one knows who you are. There's no names. It's all anonymous. And
no,
and
by
fine.
The way, it's not dirty laundry. It's cleaned up. That's what we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I told him. It took me a while, but he finally agreed. He said, okay, if it makes you happy, I'll do it. And I said, yeah, it'll make me so happy. Yeah, so chicken soup will be on the horn next week.
All right. Are you going to be on with him?
I don't know. I'll ask him because I would love to do that, but maybe it's too much for him. He's never done this before, ever.
So
I've read all of your books.
From him. Ask him what he thinks about it.
Yes.
Use the tools.
So. Oh, I am. Oh, you know what? If
right.
It wasn't for you, I'd be done. But like that, this would not have worked this far. My second question is: I found out recently that he has an ex-girlfriend that he still talks to once in a while. He said, and one day he said, "Is it weird? Do you think that I told you about you?" And I said, "Well, it depends what you said." And he said, well, I just told her that I'm dating someone, and I told her about you. And to me, it felt like he was checking in with her. She said that I was selfish. That was her take on me. I don't know what to do with this whole situation.
I think ex-girlfriends who have not been taught by people like me how to be ladies tend to badmouth the last girlfriend or the last wife or the whatever. So...
Uh-huh.
I believe, are you sure he called her and that she didn't call him to steal him from you, from her?
Oh, I didn't ask about the order of how it happened. I don't know.
Because, you see, men are interesting. Once they stop having intercourse, they think they're being good again. When the truth of the matter is, communicating is more intimate than intercourse.
Yes, that's what I remember you said that. That's why this bothers me.
And here's what they sound like. We're not having sex. We're just talking. We're just friends.
That's what he said.
Okay.
That's basically word to word.
Do you want to bring up a crisis? Are you ready for a crisis?
I'm not. I just want to even figure out, because I remember I was going to give it until the end of August, and I decided to give it another 2 weeks. I basically,
okay.
This is my last resort, like him calling in, like figuring this out, all three of us versus just two of us. If there is something there, then I think with between the three of us, we can figure it out. But if he keeps being as passive as he is, then I can't go on like this. It's been too long.
I asked you if you're ready to go into crisis.
Over this woman? No.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I just...
Remember, pick your wars carefully.
Oh, yes. It's no, I'm not ready yet.
Does your instinct tell you he's having sex with her?
No, it's not telling me that at all. I just feel like, you know, he doesn't have a mother in me. So if he is being, you know, if he's being more feminine, then he needs that masculine energy in his life. I'm not giving it to him. So he's looking to her because she was, and this is the reason here. If a few months ago there was a chance of him going to jail for several months, and he said, well, she took care of everything before when I went to jail, so I was going to ask her to do the same thing. I mean, and I don't know what everything means when you go away because I've never been to jail. I don't have experience.
Dog, putting the mail in, checking for burglary.
Probably. And
it's for mothering
him. And I said,
him.
Oh, yes, because he didn't even ask me to do it because he probably intuitively knows that I'm not probably going to do it.
That's probably right, because you want to be cherished by him. You don't want to mother him and earn respect.
True.
Okay. Well, then, why not we just let her do her service, and when she says, get rid of you, he'll go into crisis, and then we'll see who he chooses.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'll do that. And then, meanwhile, I'll just have him. Hopefully he doesn't change his mind and he'll call next week.
You know what? Watch the movie.
Which movie?
You're getting to know each other. The movie of him with his ex and you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will.
If you want to go to crisis, make an appointment. I want to talk to you about something that's very upsetting to me. Is it convenient? Yeah. Will he say yes?
He will say yes, but I think this week at least is too much because, like, him agreeing to do this, like calling you, was already a big deal, I could tell, because he doesn't, I don't think he's ever even talked to her. So I'd rather not. And it doesn't bother me that much.
So
I was just more...
We're going to wait and see if he calls me and presents it to me.
Okay? Okay. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Thank you, caller.
I'm doing that. I'm doing that. Twice as much, and it's interesting.
Good.
Well, we look forward to see if he calls.
Me too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So?
Well, I think that's pretty cool. She's used the tools to engage him to call you next week, and I'm looking forward to see... if he does, and what he has to say, I think it'd be very interesting to hear it. Be very interesting to see how this whole interaction plays out. So we're really going to get to see you in action.
Good,
you know,
right.
with a male of the species who's already connected with one of our female callers. So that's pretty neat.
Good.
Looks like we have another call coming in.
Okay, let's keep them coming.
All righty. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
I do. Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I've been calling in recently. I'm getting married. I have the fiance. I'm getting married in 3 weeks. And I was just wondering. Yeah, and it was because of your book. I just have to give you a shout out.
Because you use the information in the book. The book doesn't do anything.
Okay, so yes, I used the information, I followed it, and I am getting married.
Good.
So what I wanted to ask, thank you, is my fiance is, you know, very overwhelmed. He's the one that owns his own business, and he just, you know, bought some more equipment for his business, and it's a lot of money, and he's a little nervous, blah, blah, blah. But he's a little withdrawn right now. And I was wondering, how does an upcoming wedding, how does that affect a man? Go ahead.
Number one, marriage is not a man's game. When a man marries, he takes on responsibility. He gives, he protects, he cherishes, even when we're illogical, irrational, and irritating. So a man thinks very carefully before he takes on responsibility. And the reason that they like to marry is so that they have someone signed up as their partners. Women marry and give up a lot of independence in order to be his co-pilot on his plane. And because of that, women are very often today shamed for wanting to give up their independence. Women's lib has a dark side, which in effect honors women that don't want to be married and who want to be given, they want to be men in women's bodies. So your man is stage struck or nervous because he's about to assume responsibilities that are fairly heavy.
Oh, and I have two young kids, so I'm sure that adds to everything.
That is part of the heaviness.
Okay. It's hard, you know, as a woman, we're sensitive, and, you know,
Raise your right hand.
I promise.
To respect my man.
To respect my man.
Even when?
I think I'm smarter.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my yang mouth shut. Unless I have to call the police, a doctor, a lawyer first.
Unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer first.
You understand? Men need to be respected to feel cherished.
Okay.
And so unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal, please do it his way.
Okay, so another issue that's come up is he used to be a bodybuilder, and he messed up his system, so he has to take testosterone. And he told me the other day he hasn't taken any in a month, and it's really affected his sex drive, and he hasn't had time to get off work and find a new doctor to get it prescribed. And I'm starting to get sensitive.
He's got to fix it. He's got to take the time. You've got to be passive, patient, and vulnerable while he fixes former mistakes.
Okay, because we usually make love like 3 or 4 times a week, and he's like, now it's like once a week, and he told me it's, you know, he's just not functioning right, and he's super stressed, and I'm trying not to freak out, but, you know, I'm a woman, and I want to be needy and be like, what's going
all
on?
All you need to ask him is, what can I do to help you and I do better?
Okay.
You
okay.
See?
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Respect
Got
him.
It.
Is he 51% valuable to you?
Absolutely.
What's the most valuable thing about him?
Oh, my Lord. How much he cares about how I feel and if I'm happy.
That's wonderful. Please remember, the more respect he gets, that's moral, ethical, and legal, the better he feels cherished.
Okay.
Then he can cherish you.
Okay.
Happy so I have wife, to happy life.
Okay. So I'm just going to, okay, I'll listen to this and just to follow your directions.
Good, good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations, caller.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I imagine that is a little bit of a stressful period before a wedding for sure. You know, it's, and hopefully, you know, the bridezilla thing will, you know, pass, but I've seen it. So, but nobody really thinks about that pressure you're talking about. Hey,
hello?
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question? That's you, caller. Yeah, you're on live with Dr. Allen.
Hi. Well, yeah. I won't say my name, obviously, but I just met with you recently, and so I've been following your advice, and it's been actually somewhat freeing to do it, not my normal behavior pattern. One of the things that came up was we were trying to make plans for tonight, and a call came in yesterday, and I had already got some. You know, he said, well, let's get together Thursday night. And I said, well, I've already got plans. I'm not going to be available until after 9:30, 10 o'clock. Well, just text me when you're done. And then I'll just see if I'm available and I'm around. And I said, well, that doesn't sound great, but I can just, you know,
what
check in with you.
What didn't sound great? He gave you a direction.
I know. It was really tough for me because it made me feel like, okay, well, then if I text you and you're not around, then I'm going to have to feel bad late at night. And I don't like that feeling of like, well, you're not around. You don't. So it's always kind of up in the air.
Wouldn't it be better that you did what he said and then told him your discomfort?
Yes.
So yeah. Do what he says and see what the results are.
So I've already kind of circumvented that by sending an email. I sent an email this morning at 3 a.m. saying, I just need to know if we're...
When I say call him or do whatever, I mean contact him. So email, text mail, Snoke mail, I don't care what kind of mail. But he asked you, when you're done, signal me through some communication form.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which ones does he like?
Text is good.
Okay.
Yeah, and we already communicated by email, and I tried to follow what you had suggested by saying, I need to plan for tonight and I have to pack things and I'm leaving the house and not coming back. So I can either stop by on my way home or I can just plan on going home. Whatever works best for you, let me
That's
know.
Cherishing.
And then he replied, yep.
What
and then
did
he,
you
he
say
replied
that?
Back and he wrote back and said, sounds perfect. Just come by. It was the assumption. Just come by when you're done, and I'll leave the key for you.
Is this 3 o'clock in the morning?
That was my email to him at 3 a.m. But he did respond with like I think I made it too businesslike in the email, so he kind of joked back and said, always yours, thinking of you, and definitely sounds perfect, come by. So now should I just assume that I'm going there, or should I still text him after I'm done tonight and make sure it's okay?
Well, yes. If you text him and you say, is the plan that I stop by at what time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay, is that still okay? That's fine, validating.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, this is tough.
What's tough about it?
I think what's tough is that when plans aren't set and I don't know what's happening and it's all up in the air, I just kind of get a little bit crazy, like, okay, so I'm just living kind of day to day here, not really knowing, and it's still so new, you know, are we going to see each other or we're not? And then I kind of have to arrange my schedule around, I have to pack things, I have to know if I'm spending.
Didn't he ask you to design the program?
Yeah. I mean, he suggested that.
So if he told you to design the program, did you design it with your comfort in mind?
No.
What was that
for? I didn't
think
about it in the moment. I didn't think about it in the moment because I was too pressured and on the spot to just think of that. It came later.
I got news for you. Please don't talk off the top of your head. What you need to ask yourself is, what am I getting out of it? And what is this going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still comfortable enough to do it?
I'm trying.
What is trying?
I'm going to be. I'm going to do it my best.
Okay, but if you don't like it, will you not do it again?
Yeah.
When
Absolutely, because it doesn't...
Wait a minute. When a man says, what would be comfortable for you to do, please tell him exactly what would be comfortable for you to do.
Well, he didn't ask that, though. He said, I said I can stop by afterwards. And he said, just check in with me so I can, because I'm probably going to go out and I don't know where I'll be, so let's just check in.
That's right. So would you do it that way the next time?
Yes. Do you recommend that I do?
I'm not recommending. I said, do you feel comfortable in response to him? He said, drop by, give me a plan. He gave you the right to design it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't work out, I don't want you to blame him for it. You designed it.
Okay, yeah.
Just remember it the next time he asks you, do what you're comfortable with. Do what you want to do. I'll be out, so let me know, whatever, whatever. He gave you respect for leadership. Mm-hmm. Do you want respect?
Yes. But I want to be cherished more.
Well, then, cherished is, am I comfortable doing this idea? I can drop by. For what reason did you say that?
I said that in my email because I wanted to give an option to him to make the decision if that would work well for his schedule, and he could then say no. I'm kind of giving him the option.
Do you understand that femininity gets what it wants by saying no? Do you want to continue to be respected by him for leadership?
No.
Then would you please, you be him and throw the line to me, and I'll answer it like a woman.
Okay, so if you want to stop by tonight, why don't you just check in with me tonight and after you're done with your thing, and I'll see if I'm available and we can figure it out. And just text me when you're done. I'll see where I'm at.
Okay. I'm comfortable texting when I'm done, and it's okay if you're doing something or I'm done doing anything. See, what you did say is you were comfortable doing it.
Right.
But do you understand you wanted him to take the responsibility? He gave it to you because you said you were going to be busy, and he said, well, then after you're done being busy, check with me to see if I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I got that. Yep.
So in the future, if you do not want to design the program, don't do it. What do you want to do, sir?
Okay.
You
so
see,
I would say something like that.
Huh?
So I would basically say something like that. Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to get together after I'm done or not?
That's a question. Gets an answer.
Yep.
And remember, a non-answer is a negative answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. That gets an answer so that I can at least know whether I need to pack or not.
You need to what?
And plan on it. And then I know whether or not I need to plan on it. Because
that's exactly right.
10 o'clock. Yeah, being up at 10 o'clock at night and not knowing it. I mean, I really can't. I can't just drop everything and
I've
run over there.
I've got news for you. He said you can do this if you're comfortable. You said I'm comfortable. He said then let me know because I'm not sure I'll be available.
Mm-hmm.
So please take care of yourself, which is feminine.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hmm. All right, we have another call coming in.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hello?
You're there with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Excellent. Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I was picking with my eyes, and now I pick with my ears, like you suggested, and I'm being treated really good now, but I'm not finding them attractive.
I got news for you, then he hasn't deflowered you. You are not in other words, he has not courted you into surrender.
Oh, Dr. Allen, could you explain that one for us?
He has not touched you, kissed you. He has not moved on you, from what I hear.
Right. It's not just particular one person. It's a little repeat pattern. But, yeah, that's exactly what happens, and I'll do three dates. And if it's not there, then I just go to somebody else. But not just picking with ears. Go ahead.
Well, picking with your ears means he's asking you out. He's saying he loves you or wants you. He's interviewing you. Are you being deflowered?
No.
Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you want to be the girl in a relationship?
Yes.
Do you say yes to men that ask you out? Are you duty dating or dating?
Yes. I'm duty dating.
You're duty dating?
Yes.
That's just practice dating. You already know that you're not chemical. So they just simply are three dates and you are out.
Okay.
That's what duty dating does. It separates the dates from the non-dates.
Okay. So just keep picking with my ears and duty dating, and then you don't find them attractive after three dates. Just keep going until you find somebody.
Somebody finds you.
Oh, well, they do. And then I don't find them attractive back.
I got news for you. Then say no until you decide that you're going to say yes.
Okay.
You can date them longer, or you can stop dating them.
Okay, well, I feel bad after 3 dates or something. They start really liking you. They spend money on you, and I start to feel bad. Like I'm stringing them along. If I don't know by 3 or 4 dates,
I know.
Shouldn't
that.
You know by 3 or 4 dates?
Yes.
Okay.
What turns you off physically?
Well, that's just it. It's like I have fun with them. They treat me good, and they're not ugly. I don't know. It's just I don't desire them.
You don't rejoice in their kisses, their touches, their hugs.
A little bit, yeah.
Could it be that you're not wanting to be close to a man?
Could be.
When were you with a man you liked?
Oh, about a year ago.
What?
About a year ago.
What happened to it?
Well, when I first went out with him, I didn't know. And I let him in, and I liked him, and he really didn't treat me that good. So I kind of picked by my eyes. I picked by my eyes, not by my ears.
Well, it sounds like when you pick with your eyes, you're basically just having sex. You're not starting to make love.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in love? Completely,
yes,
monogamous, continuous, long-term.
Yeah, I was married for 17 years.
Where did that go?
We had a divorce.
You had what?
A divorce.
What was a divorce for?
We had a few
problems.
It was just it ran its course.
Who divorced who?
He divorced me.
What for?
I ended up having breast cancer, and he really went on the deep end and left. But I wasn't nice in his defense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to know if you were molested or raped at an early age.
No. No.
Was your father a loving man?
He worked a lot, but yes, when he was available.
Okay. So, you didn't like or lust your husband?
I did for a long time, yes, but I kind of became the man, and I don't know, it was just a long marriage, and our kids grew up, and we changed.
You had kids with him?
Yes.
How many?
2.
2. What kind? Boys, girls, what?
Girls.
2 girls?
Yes.
Okay. Are they married? What are they doing?
No, they're in college.
Okay. Do they hate men?
No.
Do they like weak men?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that tells me that you may have shown them that weak men are easier to control.
Yeah, but that was, I've changed. I'm not like that anymore.
You've changed?
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
Okay.
I don't want to be the man. I want to be the girl.
You want to be a girl. Now, girls marry for stature and financial stability, or girls who are boys mate for sex and sensuous. So, have you shown your girls how to be boys instead of girls?
Well, when they were growing up, I mean, I did what I did until I knew better, but I did when they were growing up, but now I'm teaching them different.
I know that, but I hear that you still want to get laid more than paid.
Okay, well, I just think that, I think you said it too, like when bad times come, you need that glue that sticks you together. Like you need that. I like
what you
having that part of a relationship.
You do, but what's the priority?
So I have to pick.
Do you want to get paid or laid as a priority?
Both. No, paid.
If you want both, that's impossible unless you have two men.
Okay.
So what's your priority?
What? Paid. Paid.
All right. If you want to be paid, then you are the sexual object. So
okay,
that would be that they would court you. We're back to the beginning again.
Right, and they do. And I go by my ears, but I just... Okay.
My want for you is that perhaps you need longer than 3 dates.
Okay. I just didn't want to use them.
I got news for you. I want you to give them more time to deflower you into a love.
Okay.
I'm hearing that your brain is running your life more than your body.
Yeah. Well, that, and then I feel bad because after 3 or 4 dates, they like me and they pay for the dates. And I just start to feel bad, like, you know what I mean? And I feel like I have to make a decision or I'm hurting somebody after 3 or 4 dates.
I got news for you. Does that sound masculine or feminine?
I don't know.
Is living masculine or feminine?
I shouldn't care if I'm using them. Okay.
Darling, you can't use people. They give you themselves. See, what I'm hearing is once a man shows that he wants you, you automatically don't want him because you're afraid of being dominated or controlled.
Okay.
Would you be willing to date men without intercourse until you like them physically?
Okay. But give it more than 3 dates.
More than 3 dates. That means that they are industrious, they're working, they're productive, they're willing, they're open to marriage. Do you see what I'm saying? I think that you have been raised to say no to your pleasure, feeling you're using them. You're not using them. You're giving them an opportunity to keep you. Okay?
Okay.
So give that a go now and call us back.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Dr. Allen,
what?
When they're picking with their ears, is there some sort of a tripping point where maybe they believe that picking with their ears isn't going to be effective? Or is it that they're so used to picking with their eyes?
That's what I'm saying. That darling girl, I think, is accustomed to being defensive about surrendering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I want her to extend. Many, many women turn on when a man is generous, protective, and cherishing, when he's industrious, when he's courteous, when
the
he's
Google
a gentleman.
The Google you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So
I do.
For those out there that have a difficult time,
have reached the voicemail box of
Go ahead,
a woman
Doctor.
Who wants laid and paid wants perfection. That's too much.
Right.
So she's got to experience him physically, not sexually intercourse-wise, but date him, you know, see his humor, see his kindness,
mm-hmm.
see his industriousness, till she respects him enough to surrender to him physically.
All right. I think we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the line with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Yes, I do have a question. Okay, so he's been dating me for 5 months.
And, 5 months. Now,
yeah.
Do you respect him or do you cherish him? Is he the man or the woman?
He's the man.
He's a man.
And
are you in a committed relationship?
We have a commitment for exclusivity and for continuity, but the longevity piece is still kind of in play. We have had conversations about whether we want to be mated or married, and neither of us are completely clear on that.
So what you're saying is you're basically boyfriend, girlfriend, but you don't have a plan for mating and marriage. Is that right?
That's right.
And how long have you
been? And he hasn't been in yet. 5 months.
Okay. So you're dating. So
yeah, we're dating.
What are you going to do about that?
So, I have a few different questions. One is that he's 58 years old. I'm 44, almost 45 years old. And I'm wondering about sometimes he'll talk about his feelings. And I am inclined to, try to empathize with him. And I'm wondering how this plays out with people of our age. Like, does it over time I can cherish him more? Is that to be expected, or do I really have to hold firm on the respecting piece? I'm wondering what you're...
Well, between 45 and 55, he's going towards andropause, and you're going towards menopause, which means your chemistry is going more male and his chemistry is going more female, and therefore you two are very much alike. So
yeah.
Because of that, nobody's in charge of courtship and nobody's being asked to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the leader in your relationship? Do you have one or not?
Well, I mean, he often delegates choices to me.
Okay, so he's starting to enjoy becoming feminine.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Are you willing to treat him like your future wife? He's delegating the authority to you.
Yes. Yes, I'm willing to take the authority if he wants to give it to me.
All right. All you've got to do is do it politely so that you're not dominating him. But he sounds like a man who wants to do his feminine in this part of his life. But he needs to be with the woman who's comfortable being the leader.
Yeah.
He may
okay.
want to be your Bill Clinton, and he may want you to be Hillary Clinton.
I think he's moving in that direction. I think you're right, Pat.
Do you have anything against that?
I have to think about it because I want to be paid. So if
you want
this
the
means
what?
That I want to be paid.
But doesn't he have a job?
He has a great job. He's very responsible job.
I understand. Does he want a convenient relationship in which you both put in the pot?
Well, I asked him about that, and he said that he didn't need... I said, well, do you want a relationship where it's a covenant relationship where one person earns the money and the other person takes care of the home?
That's
and
a covenant.
And he said he didn't need... It's a covenant. That's kind of what I would like, but the problem is I'm too old to have his children.
I know and, that. So what are you going to do to earn your keep?
Right. So I said, well, I mean, does he need someone to clean the house or keep care for something in the home? And he said he didn't need a maid, he said.
Okay. Then what I'm hearing is he wants to share money and chore responsibilities.
I think so.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
That's a convenient relationship.
I don't know. Do you think there's something wrong with that, Pat?
No. There's nothing wrong with the codependency either, where one person runs the whole show and the other one does what they're told. It's whatever two people are okay with. What I'm hearing right now is you're too equal. There's not enough complementarity. He's delegating leadership to you, but you're not picking it up.
Well, can I tell you, they want to tell you just one other piece of this for me.
I'm sorry. I have to break in, caller. It's our time is up for tonight, but we do want you to call back.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say real quick before we run away?
The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? And what do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
That is one of my favorite things you say. Everybody, we love you. We'll be back next week. Call us, share with us, and don't forget, go to www.drpatallen.com, follow us on Facebook, sign up for our newsletter. We'll be back. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.